from Matthew, the announcement of Jesus' birth to Joseph, Jesus will be Emmanuel. We hear this story again, but in a new way. We hear it from the perspective of Joseph, the one who is now being faithful to God, who is faithful to Joseph. Yes, God is faithful to Joseph in God's covenant with God's people. The angel of God comes and brings instructions for Joseph because of the actions of Joseph. Joseph wants to leave Mary because she is pregnant. Joseph is not the father. The instructions include the naming of Jesus and a reminder of the promise of God handed down by the prophets. This announcement is about the action of God that breaks through to God's people in a time of waiting. The people know the story of the promised Messiah who will come to us, the one who will be born of a virgin. The story of David promised from of old, the birth of the Emmanuel, which means God is with you, is the beginning of the time of our rescue. Jesus is fulfilling the promise of God with us by being born according to the prophecy. Who is God and what kind of God do we claim? God is an active God full of promise. Where do we see this active God? We can see our God in the people we read about in Scripture, but we can also see God in people today. God shows up in the stories of people who are not the powerful, or in their days, these people were not seen as righteous. God's people are moving because God moves them. God calls us into action, not because we are great or righteous, but because God moves us into God's righteousness to be servants of others. It is God who takes the lowest, not the greatest, the weakest, not the strongest, and makes them do great things for God's purpose. Because we are called to bring this story to all people, we do it without the need of reward. In this story, we know Joseph is a carpenter. Mary is a simple woman, and God calls them to listen and respond with obedience and faith. God does all the actions here as God does throughout the Scripture. God goes ahead of Mary and tells her what will happen, and it happens. God goes ahead of Joseph and tells Joseph what will happen and how Joseph should respond, and Joseph does respond correctly, and it happens. This story of Jesus, the Messiah, is not about Mary the Virgin or Joseph, the stepfather, but about God continuing God's promised future for God's people. God goes ahead of us. Do we hear God's command? What does the Lord require of us but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God? God sent Jesus to open the gate of God's righteousness by teaching us to love each other. Jesus sends us out to do the work of God and says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, do this and you shall live. This is God's work. Amen. Let us pray. God of promise, you made a commitment to Joseph that you would make Jesus a Savior to all. Renew your commitment with us so that all may know the saving grace of your Son, Jesus. Open the gate for all your children in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.